Aaron's radio show. Very nice. Very music. Very cool. I like it.
Coming to you almost live from Berkeley, California. It's Aaron's radio show, the podcast, with your host, Aaron Gobler.
Thanks, Jake. And welcome, everybody, to episode 17. You're listening to the podcast version of My Three Songs, a show where my guest provides three selections and we talk about why those songs are meaningful to them. The podcast version features full interviews, but includes no licensed music. To enjoy the original version with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream every episode. If you wish to be a guest on the show, please complete the short survey on the My Three Songs page on our website. Now here's the show. Welcome to My Three Songs, where I play three special songs chosen by my guest, and we talk about why they chose each song. Today, my guest is the one person in this world who has known me the longest, my mother, Minna Gobler. Minna, I think it's okay if I call you that instead of Mom, yeah?
I would certainly hope so.
Okay. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. It's a beautiful day in Albany, California. As for my mood, I'm a little bit anxious since I don't want to embarrass either of us.
So I see, I see. Okay. Well, I think we'll both be very gracious to each other, and the embarrassment will just be maybe a side effect instead of an intention. Okay. I want to thank you for being on My Three Songs. You know, I know you always try to support your kids' endeavors. Is that the only reason you decided to be on the show?
Well, you interviewed my daughter and her brother, and so that left me. So I thought about this. I was really intrigued by the three songs concept. Okay. At first, I wasn't sure that I'd be able to come up with three songs that were really meaningful to me. But once I got started thinking, I got really excited.
Okay.
And besides, we never talked about my musical history, so I'm hoping to tell you something about myself that you didn't know.
As I'm listening to you speak now, I'm thinking that there are plenty of things that you haven't told me about music, and it is kind of it should be very enlightening by the time we're done our conversation. Very interested in thinking of what little morsels I learned today from this. So before we get started on your list, tell me, like, how does music fit into your life? Like, do you listen to it on a whim, or like, is it a key part of your normal day, or is it mostly in the background?
Well, my lifetime has been much longer than that of any of your other guests.
Okay.
And so over my lifetime, I've been introduced to all different kinds of music, and a lot of it based on my friends at the time. So for right now, I don't listen to that much music. Because living alone, I keep the television on a lot to keep me company. And unfortunately, watching too much of MSNBC has forced me to shut that off and to listen to klezmer music, which we'll talk about later. Yes, I used to have my bedside radio tuned to regular news, to NPR. And I found that if I woke up during the night and turned the radio on and started listening, I would be hearing all this terrible news and couldn't go back to sleep. So I changed my station. And at night, if I wake up, it's just classical music.
So it sounds like it's important for you to have something in the background, and that the music is more of a meditative or calming thing than listening to the news.
That would be for classical music, but when
okay.
I play klezmer music, I
okay.
sing.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I dance a little, but nobody's here to see me.
That's right. What did I say? Dance like nobody's watching, right, or
That's
something
it.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's something that I wanted to mention about my history with music.
Okay.
Briefly, in high school, I dated somebody who was a classical music buff. So I started collecting and listening to classical music. He was an interesting character because it was my first brush with OCD. He timed each musical selection so that he could fit the right amount into an hour of listening. Moving on to college, though, I was in class with a lot of the vets who were returning from the Korean War, and they were jazz players and aficionados. And they were so much into the scene that they called the jazz greats by their first names.
Okay.
So they would talk about Miles, or they would talk about Cole or Anita. And fortunately, I got to know the last names of all of the people. So when I met your father and we both enjoyed jazz, we actually saw Miles Davis perform in a club in Philly and one in Atlantic City.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, I do recall seeing Miles Davis records in your record collection. But I don't remember you playing Miles Davis for me. I don't recall really knowing his music, but I did notice you had a lot of his music in your record collection. Yeah.
Yes, I gave them all to my son-in-law, Larry, who has the greatest musical collection of all.
So you selected three great songs, and many people would consider these to be oldies but goodies. I realized that a lot of the songs that I grew up with, I have to refer to as oldies, even though, when I was growing up, the oldies were the songs that, you know, kind of in your list, especially the ones from the 50s. But the younger generation refers to songs from the 80s as oldies. So it's
welcome to the new world.
Yeah. Your first selection was Cry by Johnny Ray from 1951. And then You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford from 1952. And then the classic California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas from 1965. I mean, I'm familiar with all of these songs, especially the last one. I'm curious to hear why you made each of these selections and to hear your stories about them. First, let's take a listen to Cry by Johnny Ray.
Hello, podcast listener. To experience this episode with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream all episodes.
This song is the epitome of the crooner genre, and without divulging your age, I'm going to guess this song was really popular when you were a teenager. Why is this song meaningful to you?
Well, Johnny Ray was a heartthrob, and he had several songs that were really on the top of the charts, one of which you just played, Cry.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a kid and into my early teenage years, my family would go to Atlantic City for the summer. And one of the attractions in Atlantic City was Steel Pier.
Mm-hmm.
And there were performances that were held on Steel Pier. And one day, Johnny Ray was performing. Well,
okay.
Of course, I didn't buy a ticket, but there I was on the boardwalk with this big scrum of teenage girls, very much like myself, waiting for Johnny Ray to make his exit. And he steps outside onto the boardwalk with his men, you know, who are around him.
Uh-huh.
And he's this skinny looking guy.
Okay.
So as we crowded around him, I got close enough to touch him with my finger.
Okay.
And I was so excited. And we're on the way home, all of us walking on the boardwalk going back to where we live. And I'm saying, I touched Johnny Ray. I touched, oh my God, I don't remember which finger it was. The right hand or the left hand. I may never wash again.
Right.
So that was really, I was about 13 at the time. So
okay.
that's really emblematic of the particular period in my life.
So this particular song has significance among the rest of the songs that he has, or this is your favorite one, or?
It was the most representative of his work, if you can call
it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your interested in him obviously was a precursor to you for you touching him.
Yes.
But did that cement his legacy then in your canon of music?
No.
Okay.
It was just such a memorable experience. And, you know, there are times in our lives where we kind of snap a picture or make a video and it's in our head. And so that's how I was able to describe this to you, because it happened a really long time ago.
Okay. It's definitely indelible in your mind.
Definitely, yes.
Are there any other artists that you actually physically connected with?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Or I would have chosen one of them.
The next song in your list is You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford. So let's take a listen to that and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Hello, podcast listener. To experience this episode with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream all episodes.
Minna, this song has been covered by a lot of artists. My research shows that this version is the most popular. So what inspired you to add this song to your list?
This reflects my years in high school. And it was a time when we had house parties. I had a dear friend, Millie, who had an older brother, Paul, who went to Central High School, which was a big deal in Philadelphia. And so he would bring his boyfriends, and Millie would gather her girlfriends, and we would get together in their rec room, and we would dance. And it was an opportunity to really dance close together. There weren't many other opportunities in high school to do that. So as you could hear, this was kind of mellow. And I think that period of time was kind of mellow. It was before a lot of bad things happened, and it was kind of the afterglow of World War II. Any question about that?
No, but I was starting to get in that little like queasy area, you know, where you're thinking about your parents in romantic situations. So, but we just started touching on that area, and then you kind of brought it back. So I think we're good.
Remember, I was a kid. I know. Remember? Yes.
Yeah. It's enough to have to consider your children in those kinds of situations, let alone then roll your mind back to then think of your parents in those situations. The last song in your list is California Dreamin' by the Mamas and Papas. And this, I've always loved this song, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the fact that it was played a lot for me when I was a little kid. And I really love the Mamas and Papas in general. So let's give that song a listen. I'm going to be sitting here, harking back to when I was a little kid. So here it is, California Dreamin'.
Hello, podcast listener. To experience this episode with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream all episodes.
Minna, this song is certainly part of Americana, and it's really poignant for both of us and our families just because we've been living in California for many years now. I imagine most people have heard this song at some point in their life, and I'm curious as to why this song is meaningful to you.
Well, because it's very meaningful to you.
Oh.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's actually the first popular music that you were introduced to when you were just months old. So when you were a baby, your paternal grandmother was living in our house for a few months because she was between apartments. So your bedroom became her bedroom at night, and you would sleep in a porta crib in the dining room, and I would have to help you get ready for sleep. So I would take you into the living room, turn on the Mamas and the Papas, and I would kind of rock you, and that was the music that you first heard and it was the Mamas and the Papas. So that's why it's significant to me, because I have that memory of kind of rocking you back and forth and helping you fall asleep to the music of the Mamas and the Papas.
So that explains, it's kind of imprinted in my brain that when I hear that song, it's subconsciously calming me or bringing me back into babe in arms, kind of.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay.
If I could just add one little funny thing.
Sure.
That porter crib was in the dining room. And when your sister, Ellen, would come home and her friends would be with her, or any of the neighbors would come by, you were like an exhibit, because there you were in your porta crib, looking through the bars, and they would be looking at you.
There was no like little plaque with a Latin name, you know, like Homo sapien gobbler or something on it. No, okay.
No, they just used their imaginations.
Okay. So was I entertaining? Was I nice to her visitors?
Oh,
okay.
Adorable. You really were.
Well, I guess that was a leading question.
I think you were happy for the attention.
Okay.
Yes.
So
you were a good baby, Aaron.
Aww.
That's why I decided to keep you.
Where did I go wrong? Is there anything else you'd like to share about the selections? Like, is there some kind of connective tissue across the three of them, or anything else you haven't had a chance to talk about?
An important thread throughout my life has been Hebrew music.
Okay.
When I was 10 years old, Israel was established as a state. And at some point they started to have what they called Hasidic song festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought records over the years, and I love to sing along. And I also love singing Hebrew liturgical music. I sang in the synagogue choir.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole separate but important thread running through my love of music. Now, what I need to add is that I am grateful to you and your sister, because once you started playing music, I got to know James Taylor and all of the, you know, and Elton John and all of those singers. And I really appreciated how much, I gained and enjoyed all of the music that you folks played. The best part is that rap music didn't start until you guys were out of the house. So kudos.
Okay. I hear you. Yes. It is from generation to generation. I mean, there's definitely some music that are, I call them kids. I mean, they're young adults, listened to, and that I still can't get my head around, but they really, really enjoy. So I think it's just a generational thing. Like, not understanding or appreciating certain types of music, just because it's so different than what you're used to. So I certainly can appreciate that. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your music taste?
What I wanted to add before we end is that I wanted to say how happy I am that you have found a way to combine your love and deep knowledge of popular music with your gift of being a good listener and bringing out the best from your participants.
Well, that's really sweet. Now, what did you say again? I wasn't listening. No. thank you for that observation. I'm really happy that I started on this path of trying out the radio show and then this particular format. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you. Thank you for trusting me. And for thinking that your friends would be interested in what I have to say.
Well, so far I have not turned away any person who wants to be on the show.
Oh.
That sounds like a backhanded compliment to you.
Not a high bar.
No. So that wasn't meant the way it came out, but it's really But I'm expecting that you mentioned earlier that I had interviewed my brother, and I have not yet. So I've asked him a few times. So maybe after he listens to this, he's going to feel like he has to in order to not make you a liar. So if you're listening, Michael, you know, you're next at some point. Get on my list. So, you know, I want to thank you again, Minna. I'm sure I'll be talking to you very soon. But this little conversation was a lot of fun.
For me as well.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
Not really embarrassing. You know, I'm sorry to the listeners who were hoping for something a little more
racy
or
revealing. Just,
yeah, revealing. Yeah. I should say to my listeners, if you want to be part of the show, start by going to our website, aaronsradio.show, and clicking on the My Three Songs button that's on the homepage. So until next time. Keep your ears and mind open, and let more music into your world.
You're listening to Aaron's Radio Show.